We're joined now by Dan Ford. He is the chairman of the Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance, and they have a big event coming up on Saturday, June 28th. That's a lot of fun and good for people, too. It is their 5 and 10K run walk, again, June 28th at Grant Park in Atlanta. Dan, thanks for taking the time to tell us about this event today.
Sure. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me on.
Could you talk about what your theme is and how that applies to everybody that might want to support HBCUs?
Sure. Our theme has always been to this race since its inception 7 years ago, run for you, run for them, and run for us. And pretty much what we're promoting is not only raising money for students in Metro Atlanta that are attending HBCUs, but also promoting a healthy lifestyle as well. And we also have a health fair that happens after the race. So it's about bringing the community together, promoting a healthy lifestyle while raising money for the kids in Atlanta. So it's a great opportunity for us to really showcase what HBCUs can do.
So this is not just, you know, it's a 5K, it's a 10K. You can actually get a number and qualify for a time. But this is a chance for people to get together with their brothers and sisters from various HBCUs. You're going to have a lot of different teams participating.
Absolutely. I mean, we call it the largest homecoming event in Atlanta. We have 45 chapters represented in the Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance. And so you can imagine the connections that happen when you bring all of these dynamic university alums together. It's a great time.
And you don't have to be an HBCU alum to support this event, do you?
Absolutely not. I mean, we have a very diverse group of folks who come out and support. It's a very fun race. It's unlike any other race. And what we're looking at doing is really not just being exclusive to HBCUs, but opening it up to Atlanta and exposing people to what HBCUs are all about. Because at the end of the day, we believe we're all integrated into the community. And HBCUs have been a big part of the community since their inception.
Well, and I would be remiss if I didn't point out that there is hashtag Team WCLK, which is at this point including our general manager, Wendy Williams, our program director, Aaron Cohen, Shed Jackson, and then Deb Moore and Kiplin Primus. So we're going to have a WCLK contingent out there as well. For the teams and the people that are coming out to Grant Park on June the 28th, what's the schedule like and what sort of events are taking place?
So we're going to be starting at 7 a.m. We're asking everyone to try to get there as early as possible. Those of you who are familiar with Grant Park know that the spacing can be a little limited, and we're looking at a really large crowd. So we're asking everyone to try to get there as early as possible. We'll be starting at 7 and with the programming, welcoming everyone. And then at 8 a.m., the 10K race starts. And then right around 8:10, the 5K race will start. And we're looking at starting the post-race activities at 9 a.m. And that's going to include, we're going to have music, we're going to have dancing, we're going to have different exhibits from different vendors and sponsors. The health fair will be going on. We got some great sponsors that will be having I know Home Depot is going to have a kids zone event for the kids. It's family friendly, so please bring your kids out. And we're looking at having that go on until right around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then we'll start wrapping up right around 11, 11:30.
We're talking with Dan Ford. He is the chair of the Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance. They are sponsoring and carrying on the 7th annual Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance 5 and 10K Run Walk on Saturday, June the 28th at Grant Park in Atlanta. A lot of great events. If you are interested in participating, the number is 404-260-7404. Extension 701, or online at HBCUAlumniAtlanta.org. Dan, people can use this, if they're going to run the 10K, they can use this to qualify for other races like the Peachtree, can't they?
Absolutely. This is, you both the 5K and the 10K. And for those who are interested in running the 10K, what I've been told by those who've already did a test around it is that it's a really challenging course. Some people say it's almost as challenging, if not more challenging, than a peach tree. So just to give you a mental expectation before you come out to the course, but you're absolutely correct. It does certify you for other races. It's a certified course.
And again, the money that you raise during this event, where does that go to?
So what we do is that all of that money that we raise goes back to the chapters that are participating, and those chapters take that money and allocate it toward their scholarship giving to kids in Metro Atlanta. So all that money is channeled back to the kids in Metro Atlanta that are attending HBCUs.
So at the end of the day, your participating in this event is not only going to help your health and be a heck of a lot of fun, but it's going to end up giving a hand up or a leg up to a student here in Atlanta that's trying to make it at an HBCU.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we even go as far as having $1,000 that we give out in total scholarships on the day of to students who are participating in the event. We give out $250 of book scholarships right there on site. So every dollar that we raise goes back to those kids, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Absolutely. What sort of deadlines do people have at this point? We're sitting here the third week in June. This event comes up on June the 28th. What sort of deadlines do people still have pending if they want to participate in the 7th Annual Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance 5 and 10K Run Walk?
Well, there's two big deadlines. The online, be able to register online, that deadline is going to be on Thursday, June the 19th. But we will allow walk-up registration on up to June 22nd and June 21st. On Saturday, June 21st, and Sunday, June 22nd, we're going to be at Roadrunner in Buckhead, and that's at 3756 Roswell Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. And during that time, you can walk up and register for the race. And Sunday on June 22nd will be the deadline to register for the race.
So that deadline is coming up soon. If people have questions, is their best bet, if they have questions after listening to our conversation, is probably to call 404-260-7404, extension 701, or online at hbcualumniatlanta.org?
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, one of the things they can do as well is they can go to our website, and there's an email address under the Contact Us page, and they can email us at hbcualumniatlanta@yahoo.com.
Simple enough. And you guys even have a celebratory concert the evening of the event, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We have thousands of people come out to the race, and after the race, everybody has a great time, and they're saying, okay, what are you guys doing later on in the evening? And we said, we got to put something together. So this year, we're having our first post-race event. Is called Keeping It Jazzy at the Underground Atlanta, and it's going to be Saturday evening from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and we have some great artists, TK and Friends, Karen Bryan Experience, and the Groove Masters, and it's a great time to come out after the race, bring a lawn chair, bring a cooler, and watch some sunset jazz with HBCU Alumni Alliance family in Atlanta.
Sounds like a great time of it. Obviously, the run walk takes place early in the day. It gets hot in Atlanta this time of year, and then the show that evening. Again, if you want to participate in the 7th Annual Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance 5 and 10K Run Walk, Saturday, June the 28th, 404-260-7404, extension 701, or online at hbcualumniatlanta.org. We've been talking with Dan Ford, chair of the Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance. Dan, which HBCU did you matriculate at?
I represent North Carolina A&T State University out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Proud Aggie pride to all my Aggies in Atlanta.
Well, and that gives you an idea. There are going to be a lot of people representing on the 28th. Anything else you'd like to add, Dan?
Yeah, we appreciate the support of the community, particularly WCLK. And I can tell you right now, the Atlanta University community has been supporting big time. We're expecting a huge crowd from the AU Center. So we appreciate all the support and look forward to seeing everyone there.
All right. Dan Ford, chair of the Atlanta HBCU Alumni Alliance, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Rob.